All this week, we're welcoming a new set of listeners into our Takeaway family. We're broadcasting now on Denver's KUVO and KVJZ. We want to take a special look at Denver and Colorado this week. It's part of our American conversation. Continuing our coverage, we spoke yesterday with Mayor John Hickenlooper from his office in Denver. The last time Mayor Hickenlooper joined the Takeaway, he talked a lot about the growth of Denver and his plans to develop the city sustainably. And a big part of those plans included the development of fast tracks, six commuter rails that would extend from Denver to the outlying communities. And when we spoke, I asked the mayor how the Fast Tracks program was being affected by the recession.
It's been affected two ways. You know, right at the very beginning of the recession, there was a huge spike in the cost of steel and concrete. So the cost went up dramatically, 30-35%. So they got hit that way. And then, of course, when the recession really hit, sales revenues dropped. And this was being paid for by a sales tax. So the price went up, the revenues went down dramatically. Now, the commodities prices have come back down, which is the one silver lining, but they haven't come down as much as the sales taxes have dropped. So we're still pretty much underwater, and we have to decide whether to go back to the voters this fall and say, hey, we're going to need another 0.3 cent sales tax.
Right. You asked them for a sales tax hike in 2004, which they approved, but there's a $2 billion gap between the cost that you're talking about and the revenues that you have coming in, right?
Exactly. That's the rough justice. It's a little more than the $2 billion.
Do you think the people of Denver have the stomach to approve another sales tax?
Well, you know, in this economy, if you go out and poll it or go out and talk to people, they're so fearful that I think it would be difficult to pass. But once people sit down and kind of really think through it and understand it, you know, we've been talking for about the last 2 months to various groups, and they get pretty excited. You know, again, it's all about how much congestion can you diminish for how much does it cost you. So when we first went out with Fast Tracks, we told, and this was the facts, for 28 cents a day for the average taxpayer, you will save somewhere close to 24 minutes. That's like a buck an hour. Most people say, God, I'll do that in a second. How do I get an extra hour of my day for a dollar?
You know, and the other news coming out of Colorado is that your governor, Bill Ritter, is not going to run for re-election in 2010. Do you have any aspirations to the governor's office?
Well, you know, we'll certainly look at it. You know,
That's positive.
Yeah, sure.
That hits some lights here, yeah.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
So let's talk a little bit about hitting that 5 million mark for the state. We had the Denver Post staff writer Bert Hubbard on earlier this week, and he talked about a strange thing going on in Colorado, and that you're attracting a lot of very highly educated people to the region, but they're not necessarily people who grew up there.
It's not just attracting anybody. It's attracting very highly educated individuals. There's sort of a contradiction in Colorado in that it ranks among the top three states in the nation in terms of the percent of people with college degrees, but it ranks relatively low for those people with high school degrees, which means it's really not educated. So
you're the state is pulling people, highly educated people from outside of the state in, but not educating them right there at home.
Right. The governor refers to that as the Colorado paradox, that we have one of the most highly educated populations in the country in terms of the number of graduate degrees and undergraduate degrees, and yet we have also one of the highest levels of students entering ninth grade who don't graduate from college. You would think with all these intelligent people moving in that our school systems would do better. What happens is a lot of the people moving in don't have children right away, their families aren't growing at a rapid rate, and we have a large number of immigrants, both legal and illegal. We have a large number of undereducated individuals moving in, and they have many more kids, and for whatever reason, we have not succeeded in making sure those kids learn. And, you know, it's at the top of, it's been the governor's, one of his highest priorities. I think whoever the next governor is going to be is going to have it the exact same. It's got to be right at the top of their list.
There's another kind of strange oddity about Denver, and that's that one of the businesses that's booming there is the medical marijuana business. There's a report in Portfolio that said there are more marijuana stores in Denver than Starbucks. I wonder how you feel about this booming business.
Here's my thing. You know, over the holidays, I had two close friends who had very close family members, with one with pancreatic cancer and one was inoperable brain tumor. And both of them were so appreciative that there was medical marijuana, right? This is something that, for those people who are getting the worst news of their life, it's something that makes their quality of life a little better and is such important. What everyone's worried about, and I think, you know, all these dispensaries for medical marijuana are suggesting to people that there's abuse, that people are, you know, gaming the system. And, you know, we'll crack down on it. The reason there's so many here right now is because right now there's no regulation, right? This just got passed. So, of course, there's a tidal wave of people trying to open these up. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of things.
I'm sorry. The governor's calling me on my cell phone there. But
really?
I won't take it.
Is he asking you if you're going to run?
I don't know. I'm not going to take the call. I'm talking to you.
Okay, great. Well, let me ask you, of the topics that we've covered,
Let me just finish about medical marijuana.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we will regulate it very closely, and I guarantee you that a lot of those stores will close down because this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is a way to provide people the stuff that's important.
Well, it sounds to me...
Can I put you on hold or call you back in 1 minute?
As long as you tell us what he says.
Exactly.
All right.
I didn't believe he would call us back.
I didn't either, but he did. He
did.
He came back to us from that urgent cell phone call, and we asked him what the governor had said to him.
He was very gracious. Just wanted to tell me that he was at my disposal, that if I wanted to talk about his reasons and why he was not going to run and the job and, you know, the kinds of stress that it puts on your family.
And the job.
He said, you know, if you want to talk to me in the next 8 hours, I'll make the time. If you want to talk to me, if you want to spend some time with your wife and then talk to me. He was very gracious. He's one of the most gracious people I know.
Sounds like you better give your wife Helen a call.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Helen's going to have more than a little bit to say in all this.
Well, it sounds to me like you have, just in this conversation, you have the makings of a platform, John Hickenlooper. I mean, I think at least you got that covered, right?
Well, the issues around education and, you know,
sustainable growth.
Right, exactly.
Public transportation,
infrastructure,
public health. Look, I could make this whole platform up for you myself.
you want to move to Colorado?
But seriously, we have moved to Colorado. We got new listeners in Denver all of a sudden. And I wonder, for the rest of the country who's listening, where do you think Denver is ahead of the rest of the United States, and where do you think it lags behind?
I think one place we are ahead is there are so many people that have moved here. They want to live this lifestyle, and that allows the community to come together, like around Fast Tracks, a transit initiative. You know, we had all 32 mayors unanimously supported in 2004 a 0.4 cent sales tax increase. I've never heard of that in another part of the country, where the whole region collaborates and works through an issue like that and comes up with a solution. So that's something we do better, I think, than anyone. You know, one of the things that we obviously, I think, need to work on is, you know, this issue around education. You know, if you're going to say the one thing you want Colorado really to be known for, I want it to be the best public schools in America. Safest cities and the best public schools.
That's a real challenge there. That's Mayor John Hickenlooper from his office in Denver, Colorado. Who knows? We could be getting more news out of him in the days to come if he follows up on that call with the governor.
Right. The Democratic governor decides to bow out of the race. Suddenly the door is wide open, and we sort of heard it right there in that interview.
Yeah, exactly. We want to welcome again our new listeners in Colorado listening in, and KUVO or KVJZ, welcome. If you want to be part of the show, if you've missed anything, just go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and we always want to hear from you on what's in the news.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.